PDAs and smartphones in the classroom, presented at the Teaching and Technology Trends Symposium, March 30th, 2007, at Austin Community College, by Jimmy D. Clark, Instructional Design Specialist. Introduction. Today's young learners use mobile devices such as cell phones, PDAs, MP3 players, and GPS devices every day. They enjoy learning as part of a group or team, or even in a smart mob or learning swarm. They play computer games, interact constantly with each other on websites such as Facebook and MySpace, and wish their college learning experience matched the learning they do in their everyday lives. Mobile learning technologies give them this opportunity. In this workshop, we will focus on how PDAs and smartphones facilitate learning in today's new teaching and learning environment. What you will learn in this workshop. In this workshop, you will learn what mobile learning is, its history, some of the advantages of mobile learning, and about some of the tools used in mobile learning. You will also learn about the features of a PDA, its history, and the ways they are used in education. We will also talk about the challenges of using PDAs in education, with special emphasis on accessibility issues. In the last part of our discussion of PDAs, we will talk about future trends in the use of PDAs in education. In the section on smartphones, we will discuss what a smartphone is, its features, operating systems, the history of the smartphone, the reasons they are popular in education, and future trends in smartphones. This will not be a hands-on workshop. Goals and objectives for this workshop. The goals and objectives for this workshop are: 1. Learn what mobile learning is. 2. Learn about the history of mobile learning. 3. Learn some of the advantages of mobile learning. 4. Learn about some of the tools used in mobile learning. 5. Learn about the features of a PDA. 6. Learn about the history of the PDA. 7. Learn how PDAs are used in education. 8. Learn some of the challenges of using PDAs in education. 9. Learn about future trends of using PDAs in education. 10. Learn what a smartphone is. 11. Learn about the features of a smartphone. 12. Learn about the history of the smartphone. 13. Learn why they are popular in education. 14. Learn about future trends in smartphones. Prerequisites. You need only basic word processing skills to complete this workshop. 1. Introduction to mobile learning. 1.1. Mobile learning defined. A search on the phrase mobile learning : definition yielded 3,720,000 hits in Yahoo and 17,300 in Google. The two definitions listed below were selected at random. M-learning is the intersection of mobile computing and e-learning. Accessible resources wherever you are, strong search capabilities, rich interaction, powerful support for effective learning, and performance-based assessment. E-learning independent of location, time, or space. 3 ways learning can be considered mobile. Learning is mobile in terms of space. It is mobile in terms of life. It is mobile in terms of time. 1.2. Some advantages of mobile learning. Some of the many advantages of M-learning are: 1. It can empower and engage. 2. The engagement and motivation can continue for a long time. 3. Learners are more comfortable when communicating concerning private or personal subject areas using a mobile device rather than using traditional learning tools. 4. A mobile learning device can be a powerful tool for self-evaluation and reflection. Mobile Learning Perspectives. The JISC, Joint Information Systems Committee of the United Kingdom, distinguishes between these three learning perspectives on mobile learning. 1. Learning as acquiring competence. 2. Learning as achieving and understanding, both individually and collaboratively. 3. Learning as social practice. 1.3. Mobile learning tools. A few of the many tools that may be used in mLearning are SMX, text messaging, application, skills check, or to collect feedback, iPods and other MP3 players, application, audio-based learning, including podcasting, 3, color screen phones, application, Java quizzes, 4, PDA, learning modules, MMS, short for multimedia message service, cameras, email, web application, online, publishing or blogging, GPS, application, field trips. Figure 3 shows a pug, actually my own pug, Frodo. This pug is named Frodo Pugman. He's sitting in a chair at a desk with his PDA in his hand, and he is dialing his favorite supplier of snacks. Frodo Pugman is hungry. He picks up his smartphone and dials his favorite store, Bones R Us, and arranges for a box of fresh bones, don't spare the meat, to be delivered to his house. While he is on the phone, he is downloading tunes to his iPod, surfing the web for pictures of foxy poodles, watching the canine channel on his TV satellite, and studying for an exam in his fundamentals of human speech class. 40 minutes later, he arrives at the Canine Obedience School. His master insists he attend 5 days a week. He trots into the crowded classroom, lies down on the floor, and falls fast asleep.